Where you're most likely to get hit,
yeah.
And they've kind of designed these helmets around the area where guys are tending to get hit the most, and that's why they've become so expensive, is all the special padding in the right places, and it really is a supportive thing for the head, and I'm sure the design isn't cheap either these days. 10:24 to go in this third quarter, 13-12, Unitigo on top of Sydney, and it's a second down and 13 as the Spartans, after that false start, push back after a gain of two on first down. And they'll do the little scissors here. They get it to Winchester. Sydney sniffs this one out. Winchester gets away, though. Bounces back through the center, and he's got some daylight. Here he goes again. It goes from east to west, and it looks like a Unitigo touchdown. They had him in the backfield, but he springs free, and the Spartans get another TD.
65 yards. And in this case, I usually try to mention the kids all I can. I am not going to mention the Sydney player that missed that tackle. He had Winchester for maybe 4 or 5 yard gain, which is a moral victory. Winchester shook him free and just took it from there.
He bounced to the right, and Sydney had two or three guys with a good beat on him, but that's the redirection and the speed of Tanner Winchester. They actually got a piece of his jersey, and it came off over his shoulder pads, and he was able to scamper the other 60 yards with one shoulder pad flopping out as they go for the extra point here, and it will be wide to the right. So the score will now be Unitigo 19 and Sydney 12 with 10:10 to go here in the third quarter.
Well, the lead extended now for Unitigo, and keeping with the plays that work, and that's an old coaching adage, you know. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Two touchdowns on the night here for Tanner Winchester. He had a slow start to the evening, but since then, boy, he can just break it free.
And again, a little bit of a diversion because that same play they ran earlier to Marzell, it got called back because of a penalty, but to have the flexibility and the depth that Unitigo has, I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in Class D. A lot of that has to do with the fact that Tioga had lost many, many of their two-way starters, three-year starters last year. Unitigo, I'd call them a top-three choice for Class D.
They are certainly a team that lost some pieces but returns enough of the bulk, especially when you have a quarterback who we talked about in the first half who is more like a field general and a coach out there in Josh Firebend. He has done a very nice job here tonight. After Unitigo had a slow start, they now lead 19-12 with 10:10 to go here in the third, and they will kick it off back to Sydney. And Sydney has played very well here tonight as well under the direction of senior quarterback Tom Hoskins. They will now have their hands full as they try to get back into this game. A little squib kick bounces down into the Sydney defensive end. They will fall on it and have good field.
They're very fortunate to have good field position, and coaches, special team coaches, just cringe when that ball hits on this turf. Because football, as we never know what the bounce is going to be. It went right up and over one of the front men, and that can spell disaster. But nice play by the second tier of the coverage team for Sydney. And so, like you said, a lot better field position than they had, and this is a chance for them to get right back in it.
Hoskins under center for Sydney as they go right to left. Ball on the 32. They'll have the handoff here to Bassetti. Breaks free, almost gets through the pile. I'd say he picked up two or three before he's hauled down.
Well, Austin Dean listed as a left tackle. They went over the right side this time. I think at times like this that their offense has sputtered a bit. I think people are still wishing they went back to the double wing that was so run-oriented but was so effective because you didn't know who to stop.
So a second down and six now officially for Sydney. So Bassette picked up four. They'll go right back to him again up the gut. Little 360 spin there. He'll pick up another 2-3 yards, and Sydney just opting to run a little clock here and try to bang it up the middle.
It was not the smoothest exchange between Bassett and Hoskins, or I should say Hoskins and Bassett that time. That causes trouble for Bassett when he's trying to get to the run if he has to concentrate on getting the hand up. That's got to be smoother, got to be more consistent on Sydney's offense if they're going to make this a move. That was only a gain of one.
Clock ticking down. Play clock is at 15. Game clock is at 9:05 here in the third quarter. Sydney going right to left. They trail Unitigo 19-12 here on CDO. Pass to the outside. They'll get about 4 or 5 yards on this one as Alex Hoskins able to pull it in from his brother, Tom Hoskins, the Sydney QB.
Is it enough? They needed five.
It's going to be close, and we haven't seen the chain gang tested tonight.
No,
this
we
is
haven't.
The chance.
And I can tell you it's not Jerry and Roxy Burtzel because I watched them. After I said their name, they walked right down in front of us.
This one was on the outside, and it looks like they will pick up enough, I believe, here. Either that or they will go for it on fourth and one. Here we go with the snap. Sydney will pass it over the center. This one's picked off by Unitigo and bounced to the outside, and the Spartans will grab the ball here and head back the other way. Jake DeJoy read that one nicely and caught it up over his head for the Spartans.
Well, DeJoy's been on the defensive prowl all game long. He's had some good hits. He's had a couple of knockdowns. This time he gets the pick.
It was a fourth and one, so Sydney going for it. Might have had to turn it over on downs anyways, but Unitigo comes up with a nice defensive play. 8:48 to go here in the third quarter. Unitigo leading Sydney 19-12 here in Sydney under the lights on the brand new turf field, Sydney Alumni Field.
And they got a short 40-yard field right now for Unitigo. Best position they've been in a while.
Firebend under center again will hand off and tries that little fake. Passes to the outside again to Winchester. And he's roped up and probably lost 2 yards on that one as the clock continues to tick. 8:30 to go here in the third quarter.
Well, that was actually Ryan Marzell running the exact same play, so I understand you're thinking it was Winchester. Marzell's coming off the field, though. Check him out. He's sitting down on the bench. That's not like him, so he might have got his bell rung a little bit.
Marzell and Winchester, in a little trickery, both started on that left wing side.
Yep.
And, boy, if you're Sydney or a broadcaster, you have to be careful on who's going to get that ball. Firebend fakes a handoff, passes to the outside, up off the hands of Kyle Spaulding, and almost picked off, and Spaulding took a lick of a hit over there.
He took a hit, and then the residual chance for Tanner Shunk right in his hands and right through his hands, and he's hitting his helmet, as you could see, upset at himself. You know, you don't always know when it's coming. Sometimes you have to be a little lucky. He had the opportunity and couldn't take advantage of it.
You have to wonder, it looked like Spaulding was going to haul that one in.
Yeah, it did look like that.
And just that split second where the ball comes free, and Shunk couldn't quite get to it. So a 3rd and 9 now for Unitigo. 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They go left to right as they march down the field into the Sydney offensive end. Firebend throws a little floating ball, and it's a little too short on that right wing side as, again, he tried to go to Winchester. And that'll bring up a fourth down here for Unitigo with 7:58 to go in the third.
And Zach Green, because I saw the kid throw it left-handed, I thought it was Zach Green. He's another one of these guys that's been a pitcher forever on the varsity for Sydney. And Zach almost had that one intercepted, but the throw was low, and he just couldn't dig it out.
19-12, Unitigo on top of Sydney. 7:58 to go in the third. It's 4th and 9, and Unitigo with the play clock running down to 15.
The way they're playing, I don't blame them going for it.
It looks like they're going to go. Austin Dean, one of the captains here, is trying to bark out some signals to Sydney to get them set. And Firebend will go for it on 4th down. He's going to throw a long, high pass, but the pass was too far out of bounds as he tried to hook up with Kyle Spaulding, and the ball will go back to Sydney.
Boy, that one just faded and kept going and going. I don't think that's what he wanted to do. It was a touch pass up and over. It just kept going.
Really never had a chance to be completed. Maybe he thought the coverage was too tight.
And they really had nothing to lose based on the field position. They've been stopping Sydney the last several times, and I think it's certainly worth a gamble.
7:54 to go here in the third quarter. Unitigo 19 and Sydney 12. As Hoskins will come back out onto the field for the Sydney Warriors, the senior quarterback will look to get things going in this third quarter. And Brandon Bassett has had a couple of handoffs on that first possession of the second half. And we'll see if they go right back to it. Instead, they will throw to the right side as Sydney goes right to left, but off the fingertips of a receiver on that far side. He's slow to get up. And that was Tanner Shunk. And I think he was more just disappointed he didn't haul that in.
That and maybe a finger crunch on the turf. Now, we were walking on the field before the game talking to the coaches, which was kind of a thrill for me. I don't know about you, but you were saying something about turf burn, that the guys were a little concerned if they had open skin, that they had turf burn possibilities.
After the scrimmage, we talked to some of the Hoskins guys,
and
they said if you go down wrong, it can certainly be more of a burn situation, almost like a rug burn.
Okay.
So that will be one thing that, both these teams have played on turf fields in the past when you go down to Binghamton, maybe going to UE where some of those big games have been played, but they don't play on it regularly, and
right.
Now they'll have to get used to it. 7:30 to go here in this third quarter. 3rd and 9 now for Sydney after a second down little handoff that didn't amount to much. Hoskins back, will look to throw again, goes to his right, tries to find his brother off the fingertips there of Alex Hoskins, and that'll bring up a 4th down for Sydney. They trail Unitigo 19-12 with 7:17 to go in the third quarter.
Much better protection that time for Tom Hoskins. I think it was the first time he actually was able to stand up, set, and throw it like a quarterback. He's been on the run most of the time. Just couldn't get the completion.
Similar to the first drive back in the first quarter when he had some time. And both these teams appear to be holding up pretty well midway through this third quarter. We talked a lot about the heat today.
Right.
And really being the first game action, full game action that they've had besides a scrimmage, what would happen. And they are holding up pretty well on both sides. A long punt here for Sydney. Winchester will let it go, and Sydney will touch it about the 27-yard line. And that's where Unitego will take back over. So both teams stalling on some drives here in the third quarter.
Credit Unitego's defense, first and foremost, and that is creating Sydney to sort of rush their offense, not getting a great protection and time for Tom Hoskins to throw. And when he does get time to throw, he is not hitting the receiver where it needs to be thrown. So those things combined. And when that happens, you can't open it up for a Brissett to run through the middle.
The Bissett running game has been slowed down a little bit here far in this third quarter. His runs have gone right up the middle and maybe 3-4 yard gains at a clip. If that, he's going to have to find a way to get it to the outside if he can. So now Unitego in those visiting white uniforms goes left to right. They try a little option. Fireben will have to run to the outside. He's going to pick up about 5 and really gets clocked by Austin Dean out of bounds. But a nice run there by Fireben to really, again, make something out of nothing with 6:56 to go in the third.
Well, a clean play by Austin Dean, but boy, that was a crushing kind of tackle. And Fireben, had he sprinted out of bounds, it could have been an illegal play, but Dean timed it just perfectly. And that play just broke down. The option wasn't there. Fireben did what he could do, basically.
And what an athletic play.
Yeah.
By Austin Dean. Crosses the field and really has the speed at 6'4", 240, 250. To catch up with the quarterback and take him out, and now he'll pick up a sack here. Actually, won't be a sack as Fireben got it off to Winchester, but
yep.
No 80-yard runs this time as Austin Dean will get him in the backfield.
This time he stayed home and anticipated the play, and he anticipated perfectly. I realize we're not giving all the defensive linemen, folks. We're trying to give the tackles where we can. It is really hard to see from this angle exactly who's making the play, but what does Austin know it?
Certainly the biggest player on either side out there tonight. 6:20 to go here in this third quarter. Unitego leading Sydney 19-12. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. And now
the fake reverse.
Fake pass to the outside to guess who? Winchester. He gets roped out of bounds, but not before he will pick up a first down for Unitego, and they'll move the chains.
First time they've tried that one where they fake the reverse and then go to Winchester the other way. I like it. I mean, if you think about it, it's two or three basic setups with options off each setup. I guess that's basic football, but the way they made that play, they sold it first before the pass. Good play.
And some good blocking by Wilsey as well, as now Wilsey will get the hand off up the gut. He's got some room, little cut back to the left, and roped down on the Sydney S at midfield, as it looks like he got about to the 48-49, and Unitego looking to cross into Sydney territory once again with 5:55 to go here in the third. It's Unitego leading Sydney 19-12 at Sydney High School.
Spread out again. Look at that far side for Unitego on the left.
Fireben looking for some options again. He'll go to his right, passes this one, and it's complete there to Kyle Spaulding for a nice pickup of about 5 or 6.
Well, they really create diversion. When you send receivers way out to the far side of the field, two of them, you automatically think it's there. Well, no, they went to the other side.
And they're lining guys up all the way, almost out to the chalk on the side, which is really kind of spreading that Sydney defense out.
Looks like Unitego took a timeout because they got the kids out on the field with the water, which they probably need at this point.
So Unitego will take a timeout. They lead Sydney 19-12 with 5:34 to go here in the third quarter. We'll step away on CDO.
Not sure what to have for lunch? Angus and Ale, Main Street in Sydney, has the answer. Every Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. till 2, try delicious daily lunch specials. Join Angus and Ale's Lunch Club, and when you purchase 9 lunches, you'll receive your 10th lunch for free. Be sure to check out the tasty regular menu and dinner specials too, including Friday and Saturday night prime rib, as well as Friday night fresh market fish selections. Reservations are suggested, and gift certificates are always available. Angus and Ale, formerly Toddy's, Main Street in downtown Sydney. Call 604-4273. That's 604-4273. We're specialists.
1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A great Friday night for football here on CDO. Nate Lowe and Greg Davey with Joe Gardner back in our CDO studios. 5:34 to go here in this third quarter. Unitego leading Sydney 19-12. They go left to right, and Josh Fireman, the QB, with a little keeper up the gut. He'll pick up about three or four. That was on first and 10. And if you're looking to maybe catch the first half, if you just joined us, and that's already up on our website, WCDOsports.com. Just click on the on-demand page. It's already archived there, ready for download if you want to catch up on that. And later on tonight, we'll have the entire game up there for you as well. That's WCDOsports.com. Hand off to Wilsey here for Unitego. Went to the inside. Now kind of bull rushes his way to the outside before he's roped down. A nice individual effort there by Wilsey of Unitego as we hit 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And Nick Jump gets the tackle from behind, and there's a takedown for another state-caliber wrestler in Nick Jump. He's a senior. The play right before that was a play by Firebend, designed for Firebend. He did a nice job. Looks like an official's timeout. It might be a measurement. He came that close.
It's first and 10 up on the board, but this looks like they'll take another look at it. Unitego leading 19-12 here deep in this third quarter. It's kind of been of a stalling match, I guess you could say, back and forth. Unitego makes a little ground. They get stopped. Sydney makes a little ground. They get stopped. So really the big difference has been the Tanner Winchester breaking free 65-yard run.
Oh, look at that.
And now a bounce to the outside here for Unitego on the left side, but a good recovery by the Sydney defense to bring down Marzell.
Ryan Marzell simply out in the slot, unaffected. He had a blocker in front of him, and Sydney was hornswoggled on that one. There's no other way to say it. Great execution, and that's part of what Unitego is doing so well. They are executing the play. They're showing a varied offense. I'm impressed with what they've done.
Marzell as well as Jared Jones out to the left here for Unitego. Firebend is pushed way back after the snap in the pocket, and he'll get the pass over on the far side to Spalding, who falls down and maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. Clock running with 4:05 to go here in the third quarter. Unitego leading Sydney 19-12.
They're down to about the 12-yard line, Nate. So, you know, and that was simply a play broke down. He had to go with a second or third option. Just a pass, and Spalding caught it in a tricky spot.
Firebend back under center. He's kind of gone back to that I formation in the shotgun. Snap is low, scoops it off the turf, and gets roped down there by the Sydney defense.
Zach Green again, number 39. He has had a great second quarter and third quarter. I don't know if he got the start or not, but he's had a good second and third quarter.
So Unitego going left to right. Comes up on a third down here. They're starting to stall around the 20-yard line, and we'll have to come up with something with 3:25 to go. As the clock continued to run, but it looks like somebody might be tying their shoe on the Sydney D line here. So we'll have an official timeout.
I want to give the snapper credit. Number 54 is Riley Hanrahan. He has not been the only snapper, but he's been the main snapper. He's done a nice job. A couple of low ones, but for the most part, he's got the job done. Not easy when you know you're going to be barreled on real quick.
Firebend, a quick throw out to Spalding, had it in his hands, and just started to run before I think he hauled in the catch, and that one falls to the turf. So we'll have a third down here, third and 11 it looks like, for Unitego, with 3:16 to go here in the third quarter, and they get down to about the 15-yard line here, and they can't seem to move it much farther than that at the moment.
Sydney's defense is being sticky right now. I think they spread it out again. I think there's going to be a run coming up the middle.
Two receivers to his left.
And I'm wrong.
Firebent throws one towards the end zone, and a diving catch here for Unitego. Looks like the ball hit the turf, and Sydney will hold there, and that'll bring up fourth down. And that one looked like it could have been an easy catch for Unitego, but the defense comes up huge.
Alex Hoskins has
through.
His hands on his knees, and he shook it hard in the end zone. He initiated the contact, but he's the one coming out a little shaken up. But he got the job done just as the receiver was going for the ball. It's a bang-bang play. You got to take a gamble on that, but he did, and it paid off.
Firebend was rolling to his left and led off a very nice kind of touch pass to the back corner of the left-hand part of that end zone. That says Sydney in the big white letters, and they were about over by the S portion of that, and it was just tipped away. Nice job.
Well, but Sydney's not out of the woods yet because they are very deep right now.
A turnover on downs there, so a 3:09 to go in this third quarter. Now they'll have to get out from deep in their own defensive end, as you said, Greg.
Yep.
Unitego leading Sydney 19-12 deep in the third quarter. They'll try a little run here with Bissett to the outside to try to get some daylight, and he maybe picked up a yard going to his left as Sidney goes right to left.
I'm going to think he lost a yard or two. They knew it was coming. They knew it was coming. They weren't going to throw on first down. They've hardly thrown on first down this half. Bissett's just, he's a marked man. There's no question about it.
He's a marked man, and Sidney might be trying to just, as I said, get some daylight and maybe punt it out of there just to get out of harm's way.
They're at the 9 right now.
19-12, Sidney hanging around after having a 12-6 lead, Unitigo, with two straight touchdowns to take the lead. Now, bouncing to the outside here for Sidney, and they'll try some different options here as they got that one to Nick Jump, and he'll maybe pick up a yard off the pass there from Hoskins.
Yeah, Wilsey on the stop, and Ethan Barber on the stop, and Jesse Coleman on the stop.
So now a Sidney player down here with 2:15 to go in this third quarter. And it looks like Jump might still be down over there looking at an ankle.
Well, he came into the season with a little touchy ankle problem. He made it through the scrimmage okay, and so full speed ahead. Again, he's an outstanding wrestler, back for a senior season with a goal of a state title. It was on the fence whether he was going to actually play football this fall or not. But hey, when you're a senior, you got one chance left. You know what I mean? He wants to go out, and he's here. I don't know whether he ran wrong or got tackled with a little bit too much pressure. It's hard to tell. It's on the opposite side of the field.
So many great wrestlers on both sides of the ball here for Unitigo and for Sidney. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo leading Sidney 19-12 here on CDO. But it's just great because it translates so well into other sports, whether it be football or baseball, just the quickness of these guys and the strength and the abilities that they have. It's going to be an exciting winter season around here for the wrestling crew. Of course, we talked about Austin Dean and, of course, Marzell for Unitigo on the other side. Just two very good programs traditionally and currently.
And everybody likes it when you can play, from a fan standpoint, when you can see one kid play multiple sports. That seems to have waned a bit over the years, and this is a great time to talk about it during this injury. Kids specialize so much that they don't play the other sports. Their muscle memory is now directed one way, and some say it's great because it can lead to a college scholarship, but around here, the odds are not great. But as a wrestler, it lends itself to football. It lends itself to track. It lends itself to many things. It's soccer as well, so... Yeah, you like to see the three-sport athlete excel.
And especially, as you talked about, in this area, it's great to see kids excel, as we've seen so many kids over the years be very good at a fall, winter, and a spring sport. And that's so nice when you look back on it and the memories you can make and that these kids will make from being able to play different sports and learning about each other and their classmates and teammates from playing a variety of sports.
Absolutely. A lot of, I do with the Sidney Alumni Sports Hall of Fame, and the guys from the 50s and the 60s, it's all football, baseball, basketball. Football, baseball, basketball. It's nice, but I like when a wrestler gets thrown in there or somebody who track. Some guys are wrestling and track. I like the diversity of sports. We hardly ever have honored somebody who is known only for one sport. And I think that's the way it should be.
Looks like the injury timeout is over, so we'll keep an eye on Nick Jump, who went over to the sidelines here. Clock is running again here as Sidney deep in their own defensive end in this third quarter as we come up on 2 minutes to go. They trail 19-12 here on 3rd and 13.
Definitely a passing down.
Hoskins looking to throw to the far side for Tanner Shunk on the right wing as they go right to left. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down and dangerous punting territory now for the Warriors. They almost had one blocked in the first half.
Yeah.
Sidney pretty lucky to get that one away as Unitigo was quick off the edge.
They're not able to run. They're not able to pass right now. It's turning to Unitigo on the domination side, even though they're only still up by 7.
1:57 to go here in the third quarter. And back deep to punt here again is Anthony Ruling, and he is standing in his own end zone here for Sidney.
Not the first time.
And so now, Sidney, looking to set this up here, will actually take a timeout, it looks like, in order to talk things over. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. Unitigo leading Sydney 19-12 with a minute 57 to go in the third here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
1:57 to go in this third quarter. Unitigo leading Sydney 19-12. Pinned deep in their own end, and they will have to punt it out. And Tanner Winchester will be deep for Unitigo.
You don't think he's licking his chops, standing there at about the 40-yard line? I think Tanner's chopping at the bit to get this football in the air.
When he has seen daylight tonight, he has gone for it.
Yes, he has.
Two huge runs of about 80 and 65 yards on the TDs tonight.
High kick.
A high kick. We'll see where the bounce takes it. It won't make it to midfield. Sydney will pounce on it there and cover it up with a minute 49 to go in this third quarter. And Unitigo with Josh Firebend will take over once again.
Looks like it's at about the 35, so, you know, it's easy for us to stand here no matter where we're doing a game from and figure out why players aren't doing what they're supposed to do. You know, this is an 8 and 17-year-old kid faced with a chance to try to punt the ball out of the end zone. That's not easy.
1:49 to go. Third quarter, Firebend under center. They're in that eye once again. We'll see behind, low snap, and he'll hand it off to Winchester, who will turn in the corner on the left side, but he's roped out of bounds. Sydney read that one very nicely, and they'll pull him out.
Well, the weapons are so much more diverse for Unitigo, as we've said throughout the game. Sydney had early success throwing to Ruling, a little bit to Shunk, a little bit to Bissett, and running was Bissett. Unitigo can throw to 5-6 guys and run 2-3-4 guys. So I think their flexibility and versatility are starting to win out right now.
Second and 10 for Unitigo. They'll air it out. This pass is off the fingertips there of the wide receiver for the Spartans, Seth Burnham. Popped high up in the air, but Sydney unable to get to it. That'll bring up a third down.
And Seth Burnham, the cousin of Josh Firebend, and boy, that one shot off his hands and went up in the air, and a lot of times defensive coaches are licking their chops thinking, oh boy, we got an interception, but somehow it didn't make it into a Sydney hand.
Unitigo 19, Sydney 12 with a minute 8 to go here in the third quarter. Firebend will pass to the far side. Nice one-handed
catch
by Tanner Winchester, and a first down for Unitigo, and they are right back in scoring position.
One-handed catch, my goodness. I'm sorry for stepping on your talk there, but oh my gosh. He pulled off a one-handed catch.
Reached up and snatched that one out of the sky and was able to haul it in. So a 10-yard line play now for Unitigo coming up after the catch there by Winchester. We're under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Unitigo leading 19-12, looking for more. A snap to Firebend. He goes to his left as Unitigo goes left to right. They pass over to Marzelli's at the goal line, and it looks like he'll cross it and in. A touchdown for the Spartans, increasing their lead.
Looks like from the 5-yard line too, Nate, and the Winchester one that still has my jaw open. Then they go right to the other side to an equally talented guy in Ryan Marzell in for the touchdown. Wouldn't have been possible without the block ahead of him, but just a nice play. Firebend doesn't get rattled. He makes the play. The line did its job. Touchdown, Unitigo.
42 seconds left in the third quarter, and they will try the extra point here with Firebend. Unitigo now leading 25-12. Snap is down, and the kick is right down the center, splits the uprights. Unitigo leads 26-12 with 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. And so the passing game really opening things up here for the Spartans between Marzell and, of course, Tanner Winchester.
Two scores in this third quarter. Right now, the largest lead of the ball game, two full seven, touchdown and extra point combinations, the largest lead for either team. And Unitico simply outplaying Sydney at this point. There's nothing else to say about it. They're more diverse. They're more spread out. They're more confident. And I think that last drive just touched on it right there. They knew what they had to do. They executed, and then they got it done.
Wearing Sydney down a little bit in this third quarter. That really seems to be the difference. Firebend back to kick. Back deep again will be Hoskins for Sydney, as well as Anthony Ruling. 42 seconds to go before the end of this third quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO, whether you're listening on the radio or on WCDOsports.com, streaming around the globe. Kick from Firebend here, a long line drive. Bounces into the hands of the Sydney Warriors. They'll come up the center, and a big gang tackle there. The ball looks to get up to about the 40-yard line, and the clock will stop with 35 seconds. And that looked like a run there for number 39 for Sydney, Zach Green.
Yeah, Zach Green, who's been mostly on the defensive end as far as his excellence in football tonight, got a chance to run the ball. So we'll see if Sydney changes things up or whether they continue to run pass. Has been their mantra lately, to run it first, then two passes.
Tommy Hoskins under center for Sydney. He drops back and will throw through center, and a nice catch there by Shunk. Lost the ball, but Shunk gets through the traffic and is able to fall on it to hold on to it for Sydney. We'll see if it was an incomplete pass or a catch and a fumble.
I think it's a pass, a fumble, and a recovery, or I should say reception, fumble, and recovery, because I just saw the main referee signal first down. So a big break for Sydney and something they really need, or is it?
I think they're going to bring it back.
Oh, my goodness. One referee I thought had it signaled as a first down.
Looked the other ref on the near side was kind of doing the bobbling symbol. And
okay.
I think they're going to bring this one back. So a second and 10 now for Sydney with 25 seconds to go. Dropping back as Hoskins again goes to Shunk off his fingertips and down to the turf with 20 seconds to go in this third quarter. Unitego leading Sydney 26-12 here under the lights at Sydney High School.
Well, when you're going out for a pass, you have to expect contact. I don't know the play before that where Shunk had it caught and then dropped it. Afraid of the contact coming? I don't know. It's hard to tell. And again, from up here, it's easy to say these things and not easy to do down there.
Third and 10 for Sydney as they go right to left. Hoskins again back in the shotgun and completes the pass over the center to his brother Alex Hoskins, who gets across the big Sydney S at midfield and crosses over to the 40-yard line.
Biggest
here.
Gain for the Warriors since the middle of the second quarter, Nate, and boy, did they need that in a hurry. It might as well go to the family connection.
And Alex Hoskins was wide open and hauled in the catch. Clock will wind down here to close up the third quarter. I don't think they'll get this play off. They're going to try, and will. They'll get one more. They'll pass to the outside, and Sydney's going to get a nice run here before getting roped out of bounds was Anthony Ruling. Tanner Winchester on the stop, but that'll do it for the third quarter. Unitego scores twice, and they open up a 26-12 lead.
Just as they're coming our way, they have to move it down again. They've had one touchdown here on our end, and that was the Bissett run that we didn't get the chance to do it down and dirty. Everything's been on the far side.
Fourth quarter coming up. Greg Davey and Nate Lull here on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Friday Night Football here on CDO with Sydney on first and 10 as they go left to right. They'll get a pass again to Alex Hoskins on the outside, and he's roped down. Some online listeners to say hello to out there in Washington, D.C., as well as Arlington, Virginia, and a visitor from Manhattanville College also listening out there.
Yeah, someone we know quite well from past years at Sydney High School, but also Gansevoort, New York, one of my favorite towns, because it's just fun to say Gansevoort.
And Sydney looking to get the touchdown here as a long, lofted pass is intercepted here by Ryan Marzell, and he's going to look to run it back for Unitego, gets all the way back to midfield, and the good luck continues here for the Spartans as they pick one off on the goal line.
Ryan Marzell starting to make, as we move to the fourth quarter, starting to make a little play here for an all-purpose with the defense and the offense that he's got going. You got Tanner Winchester, you got Josh Fireben, you got Brandon Bissett, et cetera, Austin Dean. Don't forget, we've got to think about awards here.
We will have awards during our post-game show coming up, and we'll see if anyone makes an extra push here in the fourth quarter for one of those. 11:18 to go in this fourth quarter. Unitego now with the ball. They have a 26-12 lead on the road here in Sydney, and they will go right to left.
Oh, the school pride at stake for Unitego. If they can pull this off and make the first win on Sydney Alumni Field, they would love it.
Handoff to Tanner Winchester. He'll pick up about one. Clock will continue to tick, and the clock is really going to become an issue sooner than later for the Sydney Warriors.
It's a friend of Unitego much more than Sydney, Nate. You're right about that. Down to the 11-minute mark.
Clock continuing to run here as Sydney sets up on the big S at midfield as they will look to punch it back down into Sydney defensive territory. Josh Fireben, the junior quarterback who had Tommy John surgery this offseason, throws to the outside off the outstretched hands of Kyle Spaulding, who's had a little trouble in the second half hauling in some of these passes. That'll bring up a second down for the Spartans.
A rare miss. Of course, last year, a lot of people are remembering Kellen Komenda being an outstanding receiver and three-way player, baseball, football, basketball. But Kellen was able, he would love to get up and sky and catch those passes that are 3 feet over his head.
How about that connection, having Winchester as well as Kellen Komenda out there? A lot of weapons last year for the Spartans.
Without a doubt, and Fireben could just fire it all night.
Fireben now on 3rd and 7. We'll have to convert here with 10:39 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego leading Sydney 26-12. And a run here for Nate Wilsey. Bounces to the outside, easily picks up a first down before he's shoved out and tripped up. And Unitego continues to march down the field, going right to left.
Nate Wilsey now close unofficially to about 100 yards, and I think he loves it that he's not going to get a ton of carries, but when he does, the defense has spread it out so much because they're worried about the pass, and that's how it works. That's how you do it.
And he's close to 100, but it's been a relatively quiet night for him. He's picked up 5, 6, 5, 6, time and time again.
That's
and
right.
Probably his longest run of the night right there. 10:30 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego with a 26-12 lead. They go right to left off the hands there of the receiver for Unitego, Jarrett Jones. Sydney going after it on defense there, but couldn't pick it up before it gets down to the turf with Trey Larson.
Well, as good of a thrower as Fireben is, and we've been saying it all night and for 2 years now, sometimes he throws it hard. He's Peyton Manning hard in comparison, I guess. He does throw a hard football.
He really had some zip. We were down on the field, as you've said a few times, during the pregame. Man, they were throwing about a 5-10-yard pass, and that had some zip on it, and
yeah.
Wrong place, wrong time. Your fingers are going to get jammed, or you're going to drop one once in a while because it's got a lot of zip.
Mm-hmm.
Fireman under center this time, not in the shotgun. A quick handoff here to Wilsey. He'll go up through center.
One of their more conventional plays of the night.
Gain of about 4 on the play there. 10-10 to go.
Let me ask you this. With all this spread offense and the throwing and everything, are you a more fan of this type of offense, or do you like the 3-4 yards at a clip up the middle traps and burst,
This is fun to watch.
It is.
But I have to say some of the grind it out, run it out plays of the past were also fun to watch just because of the war down in the trenches. I've always enjoyed that and watching those guys go to work in there and Like we said earlier, they don't get the credit that they deserve. So I'm a fan of both, I guess you could say.
And that was a play that you would have liked, the Nate Wilsey 3-yard plunge over the right side. They don't trap very much for Unitigo because they're still with that spread out offense. I don't know are they calling it the pistol? Are they the gun? I'm not sure. It's not a shotgun anymore, but I think it's the pistol offense.
How could you not be a fan of some of these runs we've seen tonight, though, especially on the Unitigo side? As once again, now they just have kind of turned more into a ground game, as again, we'll see, grinding out some clock here as we come down to 9:05 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo marching again. They lead Sydney 26-12.
Absolutely, and you know what, Nate, with that in mind, you're talking, now you're actually, because you have a two-touchdown lead, if you're Unitigo, you are working on a little bit of time management, and running the ball is fine. They just fake the reverse and don't let the dive go up the middle with Wilsey. It's the debut of the Chain Gang.
Chain Gang will come out for the first time tonight to measure this one. It would be 4th and 3, unless this will be that close.
All right, I see Scott Smith. I think I see Jeremy Kozak. I'm not sure. Is that Dan Green? It might be Dan Green.
And that is very close, but it'll be a turnover on downs, and Sydney is very pumped up to get that ball back. And that's got to be just a couple of inches short the nose of the ball. Not over the chains.
Yep. So Dan Green was a heck of a catcher in his day at Sydney, and Scott Smith, whose two sons play golf in the fall, but will be on the basketball team this year. They are the new guys on the turf. So good for them.
Well done.
And good defense. I don't want to shirk the Sydney defensive responsibility.
Needed a stop there, and they got it by just a couple of inches.
There's time left. Oh, look, they got trips to the right.
Three wide receivers to the right here of Tommy Hoskins, one to his left, but he's going to go to his left. He'll air it out, and he's got some room here. And just over the outstretched hands there of number 5 on the far side, Anthony Ruling, he hauls that in. He might be gone for the Warriors.
That was the play that got it all started for him tonight. It looked fantastic execution-wise.
And some trickery from Sydney. Three guys to the right, they go back to the left, and they had it. If Ruling could have got there, he was probably just about a step short.
Yep.
2nd and 10 now here for Sydney. 9 minutes exactly to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney with the ball going left to right. Unitigo leading 26-12. So Sydney, if they can get something on this drive, could be back in the game, but they haven't had anything since about midway through the second quarter when they were leading. Pass to the outside here for the Warriors goes to Trey Larson. He picks up maybe two. A couple of seconds off the clock. That'll bring up about a 3rd and 5 here is the word. Ball back in the Sydney defensive end as they go left to right, and the ball is on the 30.
First catch, I believe, for Trey Larson tonight. They've thrown to him a few times, but that's his first catch.
Try to go to the outside again, this time looking for Ruling. Pass not close, and bounces out of bounds here with 8:50 to go in the game.
Well, I see Tom Hoskins still out there. There might be a gamble. There might be a roll of the dice coming here.
This is decision time. 4th and 5, you're pinned deep in your own end. The ball's on your own 27, but what choice do you have necessarily
point? I think you go play action. They've rethought this. 13 on the shot clock, on the play clock. Can you tell I've done basketball the last 5 years?
Play clock is down to 5. They're going to have to get this off here pretty quick. Down to 3. Ruling will get the ball off, and he'll look to punt. And here comes the whistle as he had some pressure coming his way. And a false start against Sydney.
Yeah, well, when the play clock's down between the 1 and the 2, something's this early in the season. It's just not smooth. They waited a little too long, I think, to change their mind on the coaching staff.
26-12, Unitigo with 2 second-half touchdowns has opened it up from a 13-12 lead now to 26-12 with 8:48 to go. So Sydney on 4th and 5 will look to punt here again. Ruling is back. Clean snap, almost blocked there by Unitigo coming around the edge. This one bounces to midfield. Sydney will cover it there with Shane Sickler. And Unitigo will come back out on offense with 8:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. They'll go right to left.
And once again, about half the field now to worry about. That's one of the things, the 2005, which hard to believe it's going to be 10 years next year, the anniversary of the Sydney State Championship, but many of the times Sydney's defense was so good, they only had to go half the field, which is why some of the yardage totals they had were like, that's all they had, but they had 48 points. So, but Unitico's in that mode right now. They're only getting to use half the field. Oh, look at that run.
And some trickery again from Unitego. Bouncing to the outside again for Nate Wilsey. And he'll bust it down to about the 31-yard line here. A nice pickup of about 15 yards for Unitego after that quick little handoff.
Yep. Alex Hoskins on the stop for Sydney along with Raven Severino. And we haven't said his name recently, but still a solid game from start to finish for him defensively. He's right there in the middle on the second in the linebacker crew.
First and 10 for Unitego. They go right to left. Two wide receivers to the right side of Firebend, one to his left. Ball on the 31-yard line. Unitego down in Sydney territory. Firebend under center, fakes one handoff, now holds on to it, rolls to his right, passes to the outside, a nice fingertip catch, scooping it off the turf. Who else but Tanner Winchester all the way down to the 5.
Or the 18 if you're playing soccer. They yellow line. But what a nice play. And he went under center, like you said. It was a conventional pro-style handoff or a snap exchange. And, boy, I mean, Sydney is just missing knocking the ball down. Unity was just getting the ball.
And that one was a low catch. He had to get it down by his ankles and was able to haul it in and pick up a couple extra yards as well.
Winchester's hands are just amazing. He can catch just about anything. We saw him do it with one hand.
7:35 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego down, looking to punch in another touchdown. They hand off to Wilsey from under center from Firebend, and he's tripped up right at the line, maybe a gain of one. 7:20 to go, fourth quarter. Spartans leading the Warriors here on the road, 26-12.
And even though their field is much shorter to try to get the drive to end of the end zone, they can still take their time. They can play the play clock just as much as they want, like a violin. We're down to the 7-minute mark. The control for Unitego is starting to dominate to the point where Sydney really is in desperate mode.
Two to the right and two to the left in terms of wide receivers. Firebend takes a handoff to a streaking Winchester, now to Wilsey up the gut again, and he meets a wall of Warriors there, and he's hauled down after a gain of about two. 6:40 to go here, fourth quarter, and the clock really continuing to tick down here on Sydney.
A lot of deception on that play that meant nothing, but when you're a defensive player, you can get confused easily. So they went up the gut with that, and now they're down to the third and goal at the 3. It's nice to have them down here so we can see it right up front, right up close and personal.
Ball on the 3, and it's a 3rd and 3, as Greg said. Firebend back in the shotgun, in the eye. Wilsey behind him. Marzell in motion. The snap. They try to go out to Wilsey. He fumbled the ball, was able to fall back on top of it. A loss of about 2 for Unitego with 6 minutes to go.
Austin Dean and Raven Severino right there on the spot. And looks like a turnover.
And after the pile comes up, Zebra Crew saying a turnover. So the fumble there on Wilsey, it looks like. And the ball will go back to Sydney.
Fourth turnover, third fumble for Unitego. In the first half, it meant something because it was, they were up by one. It was a very, very close game. Of course, this is disappointing, but they've got Sydney where they want them. They've got a long field just to get back within a score. So let's see where they go from here.
So Sydney, again, as they have found themselves a couple of times tonight, deep with their backs against the end zone. The pass and the pitch to Bissett, and he nicely finds a hole in some daylight and picks up about 8 yards.
His best run of the second half by far, and they went to the pitch instead of the handoff this time.
5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney trailing Unitego 26-12 under the lights here in Sydney on the brand-new all-turf alumni field. Low snap again. Tommy Hoskins will pick it up, scrambles to his right, fakes the pass, bounces to the outside, tripped up by the ankles, gets it off to his brother Alex Hoskins, who's tackled from behind and gets up to the 20.
That should be enough for the first down.
Nice little scramble there from brother to brother as they were able to just, it looks like, get past and get back to the first down. That stops the clock with 5:22 to go, and now the clock will start to run. And Sydney will have to hurry it up here. If they will look to get in scoring position, either that or they're going to need another big run from Bissett. He goes to the left as Sydney goes left to right. He tried to jump over the pile, but got tripped up and roped down.
Yeah, there wasn't enough room for him to get to the outside. His only path was up and over the teammates, like you said. So a decent attempt.
No points in the second half here for Sydney as the offense, they've had a couple of good drives, but really not like the first half. It appears that Untigo just kind of figured it out as they went along.
And as the third quarter transitioned to the fourth, they had the interception in the end zone.
5 minutes to go here as Sydney goes left to right. They trail 26-12. Pass to the outside. Alex Hoskins again breaks a tackle down the sideline and pushed out of bounds at about midfield, maybe the 45. And Sydney, with a nice play there, advancing the ball. This is more than we've seen in all of the fourth quarter.
Untigo may have just loosened up their defense a little bit. Not sure on that, but I like the way that Sydney has swung right back into it and starting to pick up some momentum.
Clock is stopped. 4:50 up on the big board. Play clock is running down to 15. Hoskins under center here for Sydney. They go left to right in those home maroon uniforms. Another long, deep pass, trying to find his brother, Alex Hoskins again. Too far up over that right arm. And out of bounds.
Not sure if I assessed this correctly, but just what I watched on there, because we don't get the replay, is that his brother, Alex, slowed down a little bit. Tommy's been thrown, when he misses long with Alex. And Alex just needs to sprint down. He had his guy beat.
We've seen that with Alex as well as Ruling tonight.
Right,
where
that's right.
If Hoskins is going to go long, like you said, he does go maybe a step too far in the long direction. Now a nice handoff here to Bissett, and he had some room, but Marzell is able to come over and wrap him up. Otherwise, Bissett had a couple of more steps. He might have been headed for pay dirt.
And another first down for Sydney. So this is a legitimate drive, even though they've had a couple of mistakes. And that was more like the old-school draw play. The fake pass, and then they gave it to Bissett coming through. Nice work.
And again, Bissett for Sydney up the middle. That seems to be his favorite way to go.
Yep.
Hoskins now with two to his left, a pitch to Bissett. This time he fakes us all out, goes to the left. He's roped down, though, by Winchester from behind, maybe a gain of two.
Well, Shunk had to lead the block that time, and Winchester, I think, just kind of deked him one way inside and broke out. And Shunk wasn't sure. Of course, he's ahead of the runner, so he doesn't know which direction. Nice job by Winchester to get around that block.
Great crowd on hand here at the new Sydney All-Turf Alumni Field as we hit 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter under center. Here's Hoskins, goes to the left, and he has a complete and then dropped pass over by Anthony Ruling on the far side as he was trying to tiptoe along the white chalk.
Those are the passes that you need to catch when you're right there at the sideline. It's for a purpose. Stop the clock. Stop the clock. Get the yardage. Stop the clock.
Greg, if you're Sydney, are you thinking back to those first two possessions? Of course, they scored on their third when they were down deep and couldn't get any points. Coming back to haunt you now, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Back then it didn't seem so bad, but they do now.
Hoskins under center as really Sydney controlled the first half of this game. Untigo has just turned it up as now they'll have a complete pass here to Tanner Shunk.
He caught that one in traffic.
And that'll be a first down for Sydney off of 3rd and 5.
Good defense. You can't fault the defense for Untigo, but it was a mighty fine catch by Tanner Shunk.
3:40 to go here in the contest. Sydney marching, but is it too little too late? We'll see here for the Warriors. Tommy Hoskins trying to lead a little bit of a comeback here for the Warriors. He's under center again in the shotgun. Pass to the outside. I believe this one to Alex Hoskins shoved out of bounds.
And that wasn't the best of passes either. That was a floater, and Alex was able to somehow stop the wounded duck approach and haul that one in, and he was able to get out of bounds.
Stops the clock. So a gain of 7, 3:26 to go here, fourth quarter. Sydney going left to right. They're down deep in Untigo territory. Ball is around the 30-yard line here. Hoskins is forced to scramble, passes to the outside, and this one incomplete. It looks like on that far side, right in front of the Untigo bench.
Yep. They tried for Alex Hoskins. And, of course, from where we are seeing nothing but white jerseys on the sidelines, so we couldn't tell for sure.
3:18 to go here in the contest. Untigo leading Sydney, 26-12. Sydney's put together their best drive of the second half here, working their way from deep in their own defensive end, and now, again, trying to punch it into the Untigo end of the field for a touchdown. Nice run by Bissett. He'll pick up about five or six.
And that was the first down that we said before. And Shunk was trying to pretend like it was a catch. It was a catch for Hoskins, so that set up the first and 10 from the 13.
There was a little bit of some chatter over there, and the Zebra crew deciding that was a catch. That brought up first and 10, and then a nice run by Bissett as we get down to 2:50 to go here in the contest. Unitego leading Sidney 26-12. Hoskins to the outside, trying to pull Sidney back into this game. Somehow breaks free, down to the goal line, and it looks like he's going to get into the end zone.
If
not,
might be in.
The one-yard line here, we'll see. Zebra crew has to come over because it's that close.
First down anyway. Well, but Tommy Hoskins, what a scramble.
He was dead to rights about three times on that run.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Will be a first down. The ball is marked on the 3-yard line. Looked like it was even closer than that here for Sidney. So 2:38 to go.
Clock not their friend, though. 2:38 left, and the clock is running.
Sidney trying to line up to get this back to a one-touchdown game. Hoskins under center, hands off to Bissett. He'll just try to ram it up the middle.
Oh, and the ball is loose.
He's in for Sidney, it looks like. Ball was loose, but I think he fell back on it, and it's a touchdown for the Warriors.
All right, then. 1-yard touchdown plunge.
Boy, he lost it and was able to come back up with it there for the Warriors. And
tenuous moment.
Fell on it right in the end zone. And Sidney, a nice fourth quarter drive, pretty much the full length of the field. Now the score 26-18, and what do you do here if you're Sidney? Do you kick or go for two?
They are showing the kicking game. Anthony Ruling, a left-handed kicker, and Tom Hoskins is the holder.
So Ruling is out.
Kyle Gaskin is the snapper.
He hasn't hit one yet here tonight on the previous two touchdowns. We'll see if he gets this one here. It's up, and it looks to be good.
Nope, a little short.
A little short. It had the height on it, but did not have the distance, and so a 26-18 score.
I think I would have gone for two.
With 2:24.
I know we missed it, so I can say that and make myself sound smart. We didn't have time to talk about it before they set up for the kick. I certainly would have gone for two.
So 26-18, and now what is Sidney going to have to pull out of the trickery book to try to get the ball back?
Well, just talking about the extra point again, why do you go for two? Because Bissett just got you into the end zone. He can get you in there again. Or if they're going to shore up the middle, then you can throw it to the outside. Well, we know Austin Dean's going to kick, I think, and he will kick it short. And they're gonna try to hit the 10 yards and collect a loose ball if they can.
2:24 to go here. Unitego leading Sidney, 26-18. Let's step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sidney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sidney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sidney making a ball game of it here. It's Unitego leading the Warriors 26-18. 2:24 to go in this fourth quarter. Sidney just scoring the touchdown to bring it to 26-18. And now we'll see what happens on the kick game here, Greg.
Yep. And like I said, another thing you may not have a lot of time to practice on, but the way they're lined up, you know they're going to kick it short. Look at all the good hands guys on the white with the white jerseys on.
And here we go. Anthony Ruling will have the kick. Nate Lowell, Greg Davey with you here for the conclusion of this one on CDO. And here's the kick from Ruling. A bouncing ball up in the air. Looks like Unitego will cleanly field this one.
Let's give it credit where it deserves to be given once he gets up off the turf. Oh, it's Ethan Barber. And I haven't said his name a lot in the second half, but he became a good hands guy.
Not an easy ball to catch either, bouncing off the turf, and Unitego will hold on to possession here with 2:22 to go in the fourth. They lead 26-18 here over Sidney. What's been an entertaining game so far?
It has. There's just been too much gap between Sidney scores. Unitego's taking advantage. Only one Sidney timeout to stop the clock, so they certainly have to try to get the ball loose and get a quick turnover.
two trickery long runs by Tanner Winchester really the difference, about an 80-yarder and a 65-yarder for the Spartans, one in the first half and one in the second. Teagle will run it up the gut here to try to kill some time. Sydney doing a nice job trying to strip that out, but Wilsey is able to hold on to it there. Nate Wilsey for Unitego, and the clock will continue to tick down towards 2 minutes.
Yep, they can only stop at one time, and it looks like that's going to be the time.
So it looks like...
I'm sorry to say that. They are continuing to run.
Unitego with two timeouts left, and Sydney with one. Of course, you want to stay tuned for our post-game show when we'll give out all our awards. We'll have three awards to give out. Sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and, of course, ACCO Brands of Sydney. 1:40 to go here. As Unitego, very content to hand the ball off, even up the middle if they're not getting much. They're ahead 26-18. They go right to left as we're down to a minute 30 to go here in the fourth quarter on the first game, football game, I should say, on the all-new Sydney Alumni Turf Field.
Well, looks like a sophomore call-up for the day made the tackle there. Will Moore, number 45. So they did get a one-and-done because there's no Unitego JV, so they called up some freshmen and sophomores.
And everything we've heard about the Sydney JV is that they are in a talented group,
yeah,
and a lot coming through the pipeline here for the Warriors over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So it's an exciting time to be a Warrior football fan because this team has shown a lot of grit, a lot of heart here tonight. They trail 26-18, still a minute 30 to go.
Yep.
Never know with the bounces that we've seen here tonight, but yep, a lot in the pipeline as well coming up for future years.
So third down and 9 from the 41 of Unitego. That was a loss on the play, so Sydney took their last time out. And again, just going to go for the loose football if they possibly can do it.
So a third and 9 here, and we'll see what Unitego can come up with. So it looks like Sydney could possibly get the ball back with maybe a minute to go.
Conceivably, yep. That's true.
If all things
Because if they
hold
don't
true.
Get this and they wait to punt, yeah. Yep. Probably at best at a minute.
Best case scenario there is Sydney taking that last timeout, so they have none left. Two left for Unitego. It's a third and 9 as the Spartans go right to left. They lead 26-18 under the lights here in Sydney over the Warriors. They fake the handoff, roll to the right, a pass here to Tanner Winchester, and he'll pick up the first down before he's tackled, and he stays in bounds. Wow, a big play there for the Spartans.
You didn't, one of the few times you didn't anticipate a pass coming from the Unitego offense, but why not? The top combination of the night, Tanner Winchester from Josh Firebend. Execution, I've said that word too many times in the third quarter and fourth quarter, but they made it work.
Kind of a gutsy call there by Unitego.
It was. They were spread out so much, so you thought maybe, okay, they're going to fake it and they're just going to run it up the middle. But no, that was a nice play. The sweep to the outside, the rollout, and the pass.
1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego leading Sydney 26-18 here tonight on CDO. And it looks like off the snap there, maybe somebody went a little early on the Sydney side. Clock continuing to run, though.
Probably trying to just take a knee,
I think,
at this point.
Yeah. Looked like Firebend tried to take a knee, so it will be second and 10. Clock down to 35 seconds. Firebend getting some instructions from the sideline. He'll go under center. Looks like he's going to try to take the knee here to wrap things up for Unitego. Play clock down to 10. Game clock at 25.
Yep,
and he will take the knee.
He's going to finish it with that play. Yeah, that's right, Nate. They got their first down. They only had to take a knee and let the clock run untethered. So,
and that'll do it. 10 seconds winding down here on the clock officially. Unitego will pick up their first win of the season, 26-18. It wasn't easy at times. Sydney putting up a great fight and really controlled the first half. But Unitego comes away with a 26-18 victory here tonight in Sydney.
And forevermore, it will be known that the first football game on Sydney Alumni's new field won by Unitego over their arch rivals from Sydney, 26-18. So that's one for the history books right there.
Won't the folks in Unadilla and Otigo love that?
Yes, they will.
Well, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll give out all our awards. Again, the final, Unitigo defeating Sydney 26-18. The first game under the lights here on the brand-new turf field at Sydney High School on Sydney Alumni Field. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the Sydney Alumni all-new turf field here on CDO. Nate Lowell and Greg Davey on our post-game show to wrap things up. We'll go through all our awards. We'll have three awards here tonight as Unitigo defeats Sydney on the road to improve to 1-0 on the season with a 26-18 win. Let's do our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award first. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer. And Greg and I agree that Ryan Marzell from Unitigo will get the All-Purpose Award sponsored by ACCO Brands. A guy that really did it on both sides of the ball, had that nice interception when Sydney was driving in the second half, and really did a lot of things that would help him get this award here tonight.
He had some hard hits on defense, and he also had the, like you said, the turned out to be the clinching touchdown because Sydney scored late. And so Ryan Marzell, it might not be the first time he wins something like this, but he certainly was impressive. And I think when all the attention was going on Tanner Winchester on offense, I think one of the nice things Unitigo could do, they could summon up Marzell to kind of put him in Winchester's spot or in a secondary spot, and while everybody was thinking number 6, number 11 came through. I thought he did a nice job.
Let's move on to the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. NBT Bank, serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Tanner Winchester is our choice for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. Two huge touchdown runs of 80 and 65 yards tonight.
Just those two runs earned this award, but he did way more than that. I think the one-handed catch was great. I thought the some of the diversionary plays that they had, I mean, it started out, he ran that reverse. We didn't see it coming. It was the first time they ran it. He had a terrific run, and he became a focal point to where Firebend then was able to dink it off to Spalding, and he was able to get it to Marzell, or you know, Nate Wilsey was a bulwarker. You know, he was also in he was very eligible for this award. So Tanner Winchester, I always think of it as basketball pure thoroughbred, but he was the thoroughbred tonight on the football team.
So Winchester from Unitigo gets the Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank. That leaves us with our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items for a good deal, and in a good deal, more shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville.
You want to read that again?
I might want to. For a good deal and a good deal more.
Yeah!
Shop the Catalog Outlet. Okay. Want to make sure we get that right.
Little levity at the end of the night. Yeah. Just because Unitingo did win this game and dominated the middle two quarters didn't mean Sydney didn't. It doesn't mean Sydney did not have some great defensive players. And Austin Dean, you know, he's headed for Division One. Let's hope anyway. Let's hope and pray for that. But he didn't miss a down, and his defense tonight, he crunched those guys. And when they brought it down to our field, we could see it even better. Austin Dean is a guy that they're going to run away from all year long, but he still probably led the team in tackles.
Had some definite nice work down on this end, when you said we could see him a little more.
Yeah.
Tackles for loss, got after Fire Ben quite a bit. So Austin Dean, our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight.
Let me give you a little backup on that, too, because I think Zach Green from Sydney, Nick Jump from Sydney, Raven Severino from Sydney, and then when you look over on the other side, Ethan Barber, Nate Wilsey on the defensive side, Jared Smith defensively, and Jacob Morrison. I think all those guys deserve some credit, too, for what they did tonight.
A great first game here in Sydney with Unitingo defeating Sydney 26-18. You'll want to join us next week as we'll have games on Friday and Saturday here on CDO. Don't forget our soccer game of the week as well. I'll have call-in reports on Thursday from Unitingo when they take on BG in boys soccer. Greg, any final thoughts here before we wrap it up on CDO?
Well, I am convinced that Unitingo could be one of the top three teams, if not even top two, or maybe it's too early to say top one because Walton's always a threat. BG is going to be good. I think Unitingo is a legitimate threat to take Class D this year. The way they played tonight, they overcame adversity with 4 or 5 turnovers. They made the plays tonight. I was extremely impressed.
Unitingo, a team to watch going forward. We'll have them next Friday night on their home field as they take on Green, and we'll be back here on Saturday night as Sydney matches up with BG. A great game here tonight. Again, Unitingo defeating Sydney by a score of 26-18. A big thanks to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.